Rocky Adkins is one of four Democrats running for Kentucky governor this year. He's been in the state legislature since 1987 and previously served as House Majority Leader. Our Capitol reporter Rylan Barton has this profile.
There are two things that happen just about every time Rocky Adkins takes a stage during this campaign season. He plays guitar, and he lets you know where he comes from.
I grew up on the left-hand fork, a middle fork, just right out to Sandy Hook, Kentucky.
It's a nod to his home of deeply rural, historically Democratic-voting Elliott County, where he was the star of the high school basketball team and which first sent him to the Kentucky House of Representatives in 1987.
My parents taught me to work hard, to take care of my neighbors, and to shoot straight and to treat others the way that I would want to be treated.
A lot has happened over Adkins' 32-year tenure in the State House: education reform, the decline of the coal industry, the Affordable Care Act. And politically, well, Elliott County reelected Adkins to the State House for his 16th term last year. But during the last presidential election, it did something it had never done before: voted for a Republican in the presidential election, Donald Trump.
We are putting our great coal miners back to work.
Adkins is hoping to reverse Kentucky's long march towards becoming a Republican state, and he thinks he's the one to do it because of his rural credentials and his experience hammering out compromises in the legislature.
So it's all about the attitude of the person that's supposed to be the leader, the person that's supposed to be setting the tone, the person that children look up to.
Adkins and the three other Democrats for governor this year might have an opening. Polls show Governor Matt Bevin with one of the lowest approval ratings in the country after a series of inflammatory comments about teachers in recent years. But Bevin has also presided over historic economic development successes with more than $19 billion in promised investments in the state from private companies and a low unemployment rate. Adkins is the minority leader in the State House of Representatives. He argues that Kentucky's economic successes are simply due to investments that Democratic leaders made in recent decades.
The governor has been using really the last 25 years of investment in Kentucky in basically infrastructure, public education, to have now a Commonwealth of Kentucky and its people the ability to compete in this global economy.
In many ways, Rocky Adkins is one of the last vestiges of the old Kentucky Democratic Party that used to dominate the state, especially in rural areas where local economies are acutely dependent on state programs like public education, pensions, and infrastructure. Unlike national Democrats, Adkins describes himself as pro-life and has voted in favor of several anti-abortion measures during his tenure. But in an interview, Adkins said he wouldn't sign or defend abortion laws that are unconstitutional.
I think that would be irresponsible for me to do that as governor. When you do take an oath and you put your hand on the Bible and you take an oath of office, there's no question that the oath that you take is that you will uphold the law of the land.
His stance doesn't totally square with his voting record. During this year's legislative session, Adkins voted in favor of a bill that would totally ban abortions in Kentucky if Roe v. Wade is overturned, and another that would ban the procedure after the 6 week in pregnancy, earlier than many women even realize they're pregnant. But the abortion issue is one that has driven many conservative Democrats in Kentucky to the Republican Party, leading the party to win control of both legislative chambers in 2017, the first time that's happened in state history. Adkins argues that he's the only Democratic candidate who knows how to deal with a Republican legislature.
To understand how to work across party aisles, to understand actually how the General Assembly works, to be able to get a piece of legislation passed, how to work with different personalities within the Kentucky General Assembly.
The primary election is May 21st. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.